Today I'm here with John at Parramatta Pride. For those of you that don't know me, my name's Laura. My pronouns are she and her. And I'm a team experience research analyst in the listening team at Woolworths Group. John?
Hi everybody, my name's John, he, him, and I am a store manager for Big W. And we are here today filling in for Nick and Nick in lovely Parramatta alongside the river at Parramatta Pride.
So what are you liking the look of so far, John?
Look, I've walked past a few food things that I'm definitely going to go walk past, but I think the highlight of today is the Woolies Proud Parlour and Rainbow, which is looking very, very fabulous, right in the middle of the activation. The sun's out and we're ready to strut our stuff in some glitter.
Awesome. And yeah, we're very pleased after a lot of rain that's been in Sydney for the last couple of weeks. We are here in the sunshine, which is really exciting, and long may it linger.
Yeah, look, I was pretty audacious in wearing some white shoes today, but look, it's not too muddy, so we should be right with that.
Yeah, and we're going to try and talk to a couple of people today who have been really instrumental in pulling together Parramatta Pride. Chelsea, Matt, we're going to speak to a couple of the volunteers. Yeah, looking forward to today.
Yeah, so obviously if anyone's not too familiar with why we have activated in Parramatta Pride, Woolworths Group's regional Pride activation that's taken off this year, travelling around the country, activating in various Pride events across the nation. Well, guess what? Parramatta Pride is one of those events. So we're down here. We've got our Everyday Rewards shirts on, our Woolies shirts, our Big W shirts, with a lot of glitter on them. Biodegradable, of course. Making sure that we can make every single community across the country just a little bit more inclusive. And today, it's your turn, Parramatta.
Amazing. Let's go and chat to some people, John.
Well, we're standing here now in the Departures Lounge bar. It's very much a blast from the early 2000s. We've got some Ansett themed trolleys here, some booze, some umbrellas. Yeah, look, it's not the Qantas first class lounge at Sydney Airport, but it's a very nice touch to the Parramatta Riverside. What do you think, Laura?
Yeah, I mean, John, for those of us that aren't from Australia, Ansett, talk to me. What is it?
Well, we've got some old trolleys from the galley and some serving trays and that from Ansett back in the day. So got a bit of a blast from the past as a kid going to Sydney Airport and jumping on the little Ansett flight across to Brisbane and back. So yeah, a nice bit of nostalgic touch today here.
Well, love it. Okay, well, as we prepare for takeoff, buckle in because we have two volunteers with us. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Callum, the assistant category manager for Home Essentials.
And I'm Cameron, Cal's partner, who's been volunteered for today.
We love some volunteering. Thank you both so much for coming. So what's the vibe like today?
It's great. It's beautiful. It's sunny. We thought it was going to rain and be washed out, but it's actually the sun is shining on everyone. There's heaps of different people here from all different groups, and it's really nice to see lots of families. And it's only going to get busier as the day goes along.
Nice.
Well, that's great. How do you feel coming along, Cameron, with Callum today? Are you enjoying yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. Day's still young, so we'll see how we go for the rest of it. But it's so good to be out in Western Sydney, to be a part of the community, and to see how community in Western Sydney engages with the LGBTIQ space.
And what does coming to Parramatta Pride mean to you, Callum?
That is a great question. What does it mean to me? I think it's just nice to get out and see this kind of event in different parts of the country, especially outside of Sydney with Mardi Gras. It's not something that we've seen or I've been to a lot before. So it's great to get into a different part of Sydney and see all sorts of different people having a great time and really just getting to be themselves.
I guess you will have to get that QF flight to another regional event, mate. Speaking of, I think our flight's about to depart. Just down there to go and see some of these amazing pride pins.
Oh.
So we've wandered on down through the pathway and we've come to this lovely store selling pride pins and badges and all sorts of paraphernalia to put on yourself to shout out who you are. It's called Harlem Scarlet. So what do you think of these pins and badges?
They look pretty cool. A big selection. I do have to say, is it reminds me of how we had International Pronoun Day on Wednesday, didn't we, John?
Yeah, that's right. So on Wednesday, the 19th of October, we had International Pronoun Day. This stall has so many badges with pronouns that we can call out who we are and be very visible. There's a few, you know, things here that are probably not safe for work to buy. I wouldn't recommend walking around the office with some of them on, but most definitely some of the pronoun ones are very much encouraged around and being visible.
Yeah, I have to say, John, some of them are a little phallic. Not work appropriate, but very cool nonetheless, must say.
These big disco balls are definitely speaking to me, as are some of the pride love hearts and trans love hearts and bi love hearts, and all the love hearts of the world are there.
All the love hearts, and very excited that in a couple of months we'll be able to have some preferred dress that are going to reflect our LGBTQ+ colours at Woolworths.
So we've got some preferred dress coming, Laura. Do you want to elaborate on that a bit more for our listeners?
Yeah. So a piece that Nick, our co-chairperson, has been working on is a new range which will reflect our pride colours through uniform. So I believe that's supposed to be coming out in a couple of months, which is very, very exciting.
We very much look forward to this, but on to the next store. Let's go adventure down there. I see some colourful flags and that. We might go see what's happening down there.
Although I can see the Bobby Goldsmith Foundation, so maybe we should go and check that out, John.
Oh, I'm torn. There's so many stalls here with so many bright colours and so many lovely people.
Where to go?
I know, where do we go? Adventures are last. Let's go.
Let's go.
Hi, I'm Matt Davis, he, him. I'm one of the group brand managers and proud committee leads. I look after the regional and event activations.
So what are we doing here, Matt?
Here today, we're at the Parramatta Pride Picnic, which is one of the hallmark events for our AWEI Platinum project. And we also get to incorporate some of the fun and excitement that's part of our regional pride strategy as well. So we've got the Proud Parlor in the background. Everyone's getting glitter, temporary tattoos, photos against our angel rainbow wings. And then we've also got the Rainbow Runway, which people are strutting their stuff and singing along to some music, which you can probably hear in the background.
What do you think, Laura? Should we get some glitter and strut our stuff down that fabulous runway?
Oh, absolutely, John. Although I don't know if people want to see that from me. But Matt, so why are days like this really important to Woolworths Group, would you say?
Yeah, look, at Woolworths Group, we really believe in genuine, authentic experiences. When we say that we create better experiences for a better tomorrow, it's really easy to think that it's just a tagline. But it's events like this, and it's the work that we do as a community and as an organization that really highlights the difference and impact we can make. You know, we get to sit here putting tattoos on all these little kids and young families, and it's just great to see that we're creating inclusive spaces for future generations, which a lot of us didn't have growing up.
That's amazing. I think the one thing I think some of our listeners would like to know is why Parramatta? For someone that's sitting in our stores in Perth or Melbourne, like, why did we choose Parramatta?
Yeah, which is interesting enough. So Parramatta and the Blaxton Council area in Greater Western Sydney was actually one of the areas that had the highest no rate percentage when it came to the marriage equality plebiscite. So for us to look at how do we actually tailor our Platinum project, we wanted to highlight how we can increase visibility and create a greater sense of inclusion. And the turnout and feedback across our Platinum project and all the events that we've run has been phenomenal. And it just goes to show that when we actually stick to it and put our heels in and do the groundwork, we can actually really change the community's approach.
Love that, Matt. What is going to be your favourite part of today, do you think?
Oh gosh, I love doing the tattoos, I love doing the glitter, I love hanging out with young families. It like warms my little gay kid's heart when I think about, you know, what did little Matt want? And it's to be someone who can help support young families. And sharing these experiences just makes me so excited.
I think young Matt also would like a lot of glitter all over him.
No, don't throw it at me. But yeah, absolutely.
And listeners, we actually have biodegradable glitter. So, you know, looking out for the environment.
Most definitely make sure you look out for the environment. Matt, where did we get our biodegradable glitter from?
We are sourcing our glitter from Chunky Glitter at Art Factory Store. And it'll be touring around with all 14 events that we're doing across the country. So feel free to top it up.
Amazing. Thanks so much, Matt.
Looking after the environment and looking fabulous.
Fantastic. Have a great day, everyone.
Thanks, Matt.
So we are joined with Chelsea, who has been leading the organisation of our activation in Parramatta Pride. Would you like to introduce yourself, Chelsea?
Hi, my name's Chelsea, and my pronouns are she and her. And I've been really honoured to be leading this year's Parramatta Pride Festival as a part of our Platinum Project.
Amazing. And what does having Parramatta Pride linked to Woolworths mean to you?
Well, I think originally we actually started the sponsorship pre-COVID and sponsored the barbecue, and we identified the need to be more visible in the West. And I think it's great that from that initial thought 3 years ago that we've now centred our whole Platinum Project around visibility in the West and really bringing that to life in ways that we never could have imagined pre-COVID.
I love how simple Woolies barbecue with some sausages and that has turned into sponsoring such an amazing event.
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, I think some sausages to a runway is a drastic change, but the vibe here is really positive.
The rainbow runway is kicking off very spectacularly behind us.
Yeah, you might be able to hear it actually, so apologies to the listeners if you hear a bit of loud
noise
in the background.
It's my song, people. Vanessa Amorosi is my queen, and this is my song, so we're vibing right now.
And what's the vibe, would you say, here today, Chelsea?
Oh, I think it's a little muggy, but...
Literally, I reckon it's a little electric.
I think the vibe today is really across multicultural, and there's a lot of different people here from different walks of life, and it's great to see Parramatta really come to life in a way that potentially they don't on a normal Saturday down at the River Shore.
And we have the runway, we have glitter, we have our photo stand. Which is your highlight, Chelsea? Which is your favourite part of today?
Oh, look, I think when the runway becomes activated and there's people on there, it generally brings like a smile to all of our faces when we see that come to life.
Great.
I think how you mentioned that people from all walks of life have come out, I think one of the best things we've seen today is people just going on their Saturday morning walk along the foreshore. Can we call it a foreshore? Is it a river shore?
Yeah, it's around foreshore.
River foreshore.
The river foreshore. Going on their Saturday morning stroll, and they've come across the Pride activation. And some people probably have never seen anything like this in their life. So it's very good to be visible out here.
Yeah, and I think the cool thing is they're actually stopping and asking questions and like are really curious. So, you know, whether they were deliberately participated or not, I think we've definitely educated a number of people today.
Talking about participation, we've got our usual host Nick here bopping away. How are you feeling today, Nick?
This is my song. I'm feeling great.
Come hither, Nick. Come tell us.
Hi. Well, the energy is clearly just electric, and it's just pumping, and I'm just loving it. It's much bigger than previous years.
And how does it feel to be a guest on your own podcast?
It's weird. I don't like it. I prefer to be in control, to be honest. But we have to hand over the reins every now and again. It is how it is, you know.
Yeah. And what's your highlight from today, Nick? What do you say?
The Rainbow Runway. It's kicking off, and it's beautiful when people engage with it and they walk it, and et cetera, is an amazing host. She is the hostess with the mostess, if you may say so myself.
Great. We love et cetera, et cetera.
We do.
We love the hair
and
today.
We love the partnership that we have with the Bobby Goldsmith Foundation. Obviously a foundation very close to my heart, and a very important one to be supporting.
Well, thanks very much for joining us, Nick.
No problem.
Oh my God, Laura, a blast from the past. I think I just saw someone from high school here. Let's run over. Caitlin?
Hi.
How are you? What are you doing here at Parramatta Pride?
I'm here for Rainbow Labour, the LGBTIQ+ group within the Labour Party.
That's awesome. So Parramatta's a long way from where we grew up down in Steel Town, Wollongong.
Yes,
very long way away. Why do you think it's important, with us both being, you know, from regional Australia, that it's important that we're visible visible allies and visible LGBTQ plus community members out in the regions and not just in the inner city.
Yeah, I think it's really important to have people from the queer community being out and visible in regional areas so that other kids growing up in generations to come know that there are people like them in the community and know that they will have a place to be accepted during the times in their life where they might not feel like they will be.
Yeah, that's awesome. I vividly remember, well, I don't vividly, I strongly remember not ever seeing a rainbow flag in Wollongong when we were growing up. So it's great to see Parramatta, which is very similar journey to Wollongong in becoming more inclusive, that there's rainbow flags everywhere.
So. Yeah, absolutely. And Wollongong Council fly the rainbow flag for Pride Month every year now. So there is a rainbow flag in Wollongong once a year, for a month every year.
And so, Parramatta, speaking of rainbow flags, Parramatta is on a journey to have rainbow flags everywhere. Woolies is a big supporter of the Welcome Here project in Parramatta City Council, and we'll be helping local businesses and council continue to roll out the Welcome Here project across Parramatta LGA.
Fantastic.
Great to see you.
Yeah, thanks so much for your time.
I hope you enjoy your day.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Nick Hennessy, welcome to your own podcast. How does it feel to be a guest on your own podcast?
I actually quite enjoy it because then I don't have to do a lot. And that's nice sometimes when you've done 80 episodes of a podcast before. So I enjoy being a guest.
Nice.
Yes.
And how does it feel for you that Woolworths Group has a present here in Parramatta today?
Oh, I'm loving it, actually. I'm very impressed with the vibe at Parramatta. It does feel like a little bit of a mini fair day. And the atmosphere is quite frankly electric today. And we're loving it.
Yeah, it definitely is. Family-friendly vibes today,
yes.
I'd say.
And as a gal from the West, I do appreciate there being Pride festivals and events out in the West, because when I was growing up, there wasn't any, actually. So it's really nice to see everyone out in Parramatta today, and there's a real family-friendly vibe. We've had a lot of kids strutting their stuff down the Rainbow Runway with their parents, and it's been awesome.
Nice. And we've got a runway. We've got biodegradable glitter. What is your highlight today?
My highlight has been, what's been my highlight? I think we love partnering with the Bobby Goldsmith Foundation. So we've been hosting the Rainbow Runway with the Bobby Goldsmith Foundation today. We've been raising funds for them for their important work that they do with people living with HIV around health and well-being. And we love to see et cetera, hosting the stage and Steve hosting the stage. I think I also love all the kids that are coming up to our proud parlor, getting their face glitter on, their biodegradable face glitter on. And just everyone, I think, you know, and the conversations that we can have with people as well around why Woolworths Group cares about LGBTQ plus inclusion.
And why is it important, do you think, for us to be visible in Greater Western Sydney?
Because I think, I think that traditionally, there's not a lot of queer visibility in Western Sydney. It's had a bit of a stigma around it. You know, Parramatta and Western Sydney is a very culturally diverse suburb and region. And there still is a lot of work to do, I think, in, pushing the boundaries, if you will, or destigmatizing around the LGBTQ plus community. I was having a very deep conversation with an elderly Indian man today about why we would have a festival around LGBTQ plus inclusion in Parramatta and why it's important, and about queer rights in Australia, and just helping to shift people's perspective around looking past the labels and just caring about the people and making people feel loved and included.
Love that. Now, Nick, you also just purchased something. Tell us about what you just bought.
I did, yes. Well, obviously, there's a lot of different stalls around, and I've just purchased some really cool Rainbow Pride glitter earrings. Everyone knows I love a good statement earring, so I'm always up for collecting more earrings, especially when they are handmade by small Australian queer businesses.
Love that.
Yeah.
Love that. And what's on for the rest of the day, Nick?
Well, actually, I'm a bit hungry. I actually haven't had lunch properly yet. So I think I'm going to take a little walk, stop at a food stall, get a little bite to eat. I might move over to the glitter station, start doing some face painting glitter things. and just enjoy the vibes this afternoon. We're lovely. We're really lucky that the rain's been holding off for most of the day, which has been really great because we're completely outdoors. So we love that the rain's held off.
So, Nick, I can recommend the Malaysian tacos that are going on.
Oh, interesting.
So, you know, the combination of, you know,
We love a bit of fusion.
A bit of fusion there. We've got Malaysia, we've got Mexico together that has made an amazing, amazing taco.
Yeah.
So I highly, highly recommend.
Intersectional cuisine, if you will, here. We do. Is good. We love to see it.
And we've also just had some amazing walks on the runway.
Yes.
We loved Etc. Etc.
Yes.
We loved Steve.
Yes.
What's happening on the runway at the moment?
And what about you? We loved you. You got up on stage and did a little strut your stuff and did a little shimmy in your little tassel shorts. You did a great job strutting your stuff.
For the listeners, I am wearing some very tassely shorts that, yeah, were quite fun. They were quite zhuzhy.
Yeah, you got to do a little spin and it created a bit of movement.
Exactly. A little bit of fun.
My highlight of the Rainbow Runway, there was just a man that was completely kitted head to toe in all sorts of rainbow. I'm not sure what he called himself, but I think we dubbed him the Rainbow Man. He was pretty interesting. But some big highlights include the president of the Bear Society.
Oh, yeah.
We've had the secretary of Dykes on Bikes walk. Mm-hmm. We've had our friends at BGF strut their stuff. We've had lots of family and kids on the Rainbow Runway. Lots of Woolies employees and proud crowd peeps get on the runway. It's just been a kaleidoscope of humans in Parramatta today.
That's a great word, Nick.
Yeah. Love that. That one just came to me just now.
Love it. Great.
What a descriptive word.
Oh, awesome. Thanks so much for chatting to us.
Thank you. Thanks for hosting the podcast today. We love to see it. We love a guest host. It brings some new energy and a new vibe.
Okay, and guest on your own podcast.
Yeah, love that. Thank you.
Yeah, great.
Bye, everybody. Happy Parramatta Pride.
Happy Parramatta Pride.
John, we are wrapping up the day. Have you had a good day today, John?
It has been an amazing day. I know that the Rainbow Runway is still going in the background. We can hear Steve from Bobby Goldsmith still up there strutting his stuff with some of our contestants. But yeah, definitely the Rainbow Runway has been a highlight. How about you, Laura?
It's tricky. I really enjoyed our stop off at the Pride badge stop and speaking to your friend Caitlin, to be honest, far from the past. And we've had some great conversations with Chelsea.
All right.
It's hard to pick. I mean, the biodegradable glitter is...
Most definitely. Well, we're going to jet off on these Ansett inspired crates in the little chill out area. So have a lovely Parramatta Pride, right, Parramatta. And we'll see you soon.
Thank you so much for having us, Parramatta Pride. And we look forward to talking.